Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazdeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazdeh. I'm flying solo today. So pumped to get to do this special episode with all you. So this is our solo, and it is our 200th episode. And I'm just, first of all, I just want to thank you all listeners who have been supporting the show over the past 3 years. I started the show almost 3 years. It would be 3 years in July. And 2 years and 2 months ago is when we turned into a podcast. So it's been quite the journey. And I just really appreciate people, you know, I guess letting me have a voice and getting to come along for the ride as I've gotten to enjoy learning from so many amazing guests. We're at the point now where we've had hundreds of guests on the show. And it's just it's such an honor to get to do this and to continue to get to do this. And I felt like I'm going to break this into a couple week episode where I'm going to actually fly solo for the next couple weeks. I want to talk about something that came up a couple weeks ago, actually 2 weeks ago on my 45th birthday. And, you know, I put together a list of the top four things I learned in my 44th year. And you've all been along for a big part of the ride. But I'm going to talk about these really over the next, you know, couple of weeks to just talk about what have I learned, you know, like being 45 years old is a milestone in anyone's life. But 44 was a tremendous year for me, and the show played a really big part in it. And so I always talk about this on the show a lot. In fact, that the show is a learning opportunity for me. I invite people to the show. Many people are people I've read their books. Many of the folks are people that I've heard from or people that I'd love to have a conversation with. I have a good friend, Robert Glazer, former guest on the show, and he says it really well. He says, you know, I always think of it as like the one opportunity, the one conversation I'm going to get to have with that person in my life. And like, what questions would I ask them? And so that's really the approach that I realized that I've taken as well. And so, you know, I want to talk a little bit around, you know, the things that have really stood out for me over the last 12 months and really breaking them into four different categories. You know, I learned tons of lessons. I mean, really tons of different lessons. And again, in the solos, I've talked about them, but I consolidated them into a post that I posted on LinkedIn and on Facebook regarding, you know, what are the top four lessons I learned during my 44th year on earth? And so high level, really the number one thing I learned was to be grateful. And I'm going to talk about that in this episode, this idea of gratitude and what it means and some of the things I've done that have helped me. Cause some of you might say like, oh, you know, like, of course I'm grateful and, you know, I'm grateful for lots of things, but I've really kind of taken almost this like mathematical approach to gratitude. The second was really around being present, you know, is this idea of all you have is the moment. The third being to choose less over more. And that's an important lesson that I learned over this last year. And I'm a person that's a fill up my plate, overflow my cup type of person. And so that was a really powerful thing for me to learn. And last but not least, this is something that's been many years in the process, was just getting honest with how am I speaking with myself and really trying to become a super fan for myself. How do I become that super fan? You know, what's the best way? What tactics did I use to become a super fan of my own work? Now, like I said, there's many other things I learned in my 44th year on this planet, but those were the four that really stood out. And so, you know, I said I was going to start with gratitude, but I think I'm going to go the other way around. I think I'm going to talk about this idea of choosing less over more. It's in the middle. It's my number three, but I'm going to start with that as my number one. And maybe we'll end on gratitude in week four, just because I've talked about that a little bit on the show in the past and previous solos. But this choosing less over more. So, you know, for me, I'm always a person that's filled my cup up, always planning the next thing, always doing this, you know, wanting to, you know, be a part of this and be a part of that. And I want to start a podcast and I want to launch a book and I want to start a consulting business. I want to start a private equity fund. And I'm just describing to you my last 4 years. Oh, I want to get good at investing. Oh, I want to learn how to invest. I'm going to join Tiger 21. I'm going to join this EO group. I'm going to join the CEO group. I'm going to join that accountability group. I literally am describing to you how my brain works. Oh, I want to be a better dad. Maybe I should go check out Front Row Dads, which maybe you should check out. It's a great organization. But always looking at that next. And, you know, I've hit a wall a couple of times. It took for me this moment where when I left my business, that my business was always a really good excuse for choosing more because I could just lean into the business. You know, TMS, I could choose that more of the business. Okay, I'm going to, you know, I'm building this company and I'm sacrificing today for tomorrow. And yes, I'm busy, but that's okay because this I'm building this special thing. And for me, it took this moment where I left it and I didn't have that as an excuse anymore to then watch my natural inclinations unfold. And my natural inclinations was to fill the cup up. And I remember it was during COVID, it was March 2020 when it first happened for me, where I didn't have anything going on. I didn't have a business. Many people were like really worried about their companies and businesses and jobs. I didn't have that. I was sidelined and I was bored, like out of my mind. And so I quickly got to work on my book launch and worked 1500 hours for a book launch, which is an insane amount of time to give towards something. You know why? Cause I needed to be busy. I couldn't just be, I guess, be right. I just couldn't just be. And then I, you know, parlayed that into what now has become this podcast. Was the part of that was a live stream. And I did 83 episodes in, you know, 11 weeks, like an insane number. And then I led that into a consulting business where I had almost a dozen clients in just a matter of weeks. And I blew up, you know, a year into that, in June of 21, I blew up. I was unhappy. I burnt out. I burnt myself out literally without having the business that had always been my excuse. I was like retired more or less, yet I was burned out. And I remember I was in Montana with my now business partner, Dan Newhall, at his lake house for the 4th of July. And I remember him saying to me, he's like, dude, you don't look, you know, are you okay? Cause I was sleeping so much. I was so tired. And I blew myself out, and he, you know, he had a strong opinion about it and for good reason. And I said, no, man, I'm just tired. And it took me about a week to kind of decompress. And then, you know, lo and behold, I did it again. I started a mastermind. I started the Scale Map Method, mastermind group. I was doing coaching for my private clients. I was doing all the other stuff I was talking about, and I was doing the one-on-one coaching, and I was doing group coaching. And again, blew myself out in the winter of 22. And that was when I just pulled the e-brake. And I said, you know, something's got to give. And I made this decision to do less over more. I got really hyper focused on, you know, these things that matter to me. And it really came down to summer last year where I had this moment, and I've talked a lot about this in my solos, where I just kind of gave myself some grace, and I really got real with what, you know, what was I doing? And what I was doing was I was running from object to object, project from project, you know, opportunity to opportunity, because I was manically trying to fill my void of trying to be worthy of something. And it really just, you know, I was in Mexico, and I was, again, July last year, and I was having massive amounts of anxiety about not doing enough. But I'd given myself this space, this month-long space, where I was just kind of managing my business very casually. I'd really underwhelmed myself. And the instant that happened, I became overly anxious. And something broke. This is the third break I had in 2 years. And the thing that broke was my moment where I realized why I was doing it. And for me, it was around self-worth. It was around being worthy. And I just started peeling back the onion and said, you know, I need to be less busy. And I started under-committing and under-promising and not giving myself up to all these different things. And I said to myself, what are the three things I really care about? And I got really clear on that over the last few months, which was, you know, I care about building deep relationships with people I love. I care about creating impact in the world. And I care about being as healthy of a person as I possibly can be. And what I started doing was, when I really got focused on less, not more, it allowed for me to make easy decisions, which is this really going to create impact for me? Is this going to deepen my relationships? Is this going to make me healthy? If it's not going to do one of those three things, I don't want to do it. And so what I'm going to leave you with is this. This is, you know, kind of a shorter, but it's a foray into the next 4 weeks, which is what the four things I learned in my 44th year. Think about the things that you're doing in your life. What are the three things that actually you care about that you want to pour into? And anything that doesn't pour into that, my advice to you is figure out a way to cut it out of your life. Because for me, the second I got super, super intentional about those three things, all my decisions became easy. You know, even on impact, it's like, for me, it's like coaching, private equity, and podcasting. If it doesn't do any of those three, I'm not doing it. And even on the coaching side, I'm like, I'm not taking on new clients because it takes away from private equity. So I'm really focused on building private equity and maintaining coaching, advisory work, and then podcast building, keeping and building the podcast. Those are the three things that matter to me. Deep relationships is easy. Who in my family do I love and want to spend time with? Who in my friends do I want to pour into? And if it's outside of that, I'm really not doing it. And then health is super easy too. Am I building better habits? You know, right now I'm water fasting today. I was excited to do it because it's pouring into the three things I care about. So I want you to make a list. What are the three things that you care about and what you want to focus on? And then make a list of what are you doing right now that doesn't align to that. And so for me, it's really easy. Go into your calendar and it either aligns to one of those three things or it doesn't. For me, it does or it doesn't. If it doesn't, I get rid of it. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to Shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. So I want you to really start thinking about how can you do less to do more? And it really comes down to focusing on what matters most to you. With that said, I'm really excited to be having our 200th episode. I wanted to share that with you. And like I said, the next couple of weeks, I'm going to dive into the other parts, the other lessons I learned in my 44th year. But I'm so grateful to have you as listeners to the show and appreciate you so much. Until next time, peace out. Love you. You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.